I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. I've enjoyed visiting the poetry patch with you the last couple of weeks, and I have a couple more poems I'd like to share today, if you don't mind. The first is very famous, by Robert Frost, called The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Here's another one, and I'm not sure of the pronunciations of these, but I like the poem. Ekla Chalo Re by Rabindranath Tagore. If they answer not thy call, walk alone. If they are afraid and cower mutely facing the wall, O thou unlucky one, open thy mind and speak out alone. If they turn away and desert you when crossing the wilderness, O thou unlucky one, trample the thorns under thy tread and along the bloodline track travel alone. If they do not hold up the light when the night is troubled with storm, O thou unlucky one, with the thunder flame of pain ignite thy own heart and let it burn alone. And that's our poetry for this week here in the Poetry Patch. Hope you enjoyed it. Right now, time for my man, Mark Hurst.
Hi, it's Mark Hurst, host of Tectonic, here on Wake and Bake with a little slice of tech pie. You might remember a few months ago I did a tech pie segment on how big tech is taking over the night sky. Amazon, through its Project Kuiper, wants to launch over 3,000 satellites into space to provide Amazon-filtered internet access to people on the ground. And the Russian startup called Start Rocket claims it wants to launch over 7,000 satellites, called CubeSats, in order to display corporate logos in the night sky. If these projects launch, that'll mean just from those two companies, we'll have over 10,000 pieces of additional space junk orbiting over our heads. And that causes a new problem. When when these things collide, or otherwise just fall out of orbit, they'll be coming right back to Earth, which is presumably where you're sitting or standing right now. The Economist recently published an article about how technologists are trying to avoid the possible outcome of satellites falling out of space and onto people's homes, cars, dogs, or beach chairs. Because nothing ruins a day at the beach when you're sitting under a beautiful blue sky, like a satellite falling out of orbit from 22,000 miles away and crashing at supersonic speed onto your sandcastle. Not that it happens very often. According to The Economist, the last time someone was hit by falling space debris was back in 1997, when a postal worker named Lottie Williams in Tulsa got hit by a piece of a rocket while she was walking in the park. So there's no appreciable risk right now, but once big tech starts launching 10,000 or more new satellites, well, we're gonna need stronger umbrellas. Until next time, this has been Mark Hurst with A Little Slice of Tech Pie. Catch my show, Tectonic, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on WFMU.
Hey, look who it is. It's Sam, the Wake and Bake Morning Music Computer.
Hello, play Pigeon.
Hey, Sam, you got any plans for the holiday weekend?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I am going to Mexico.
Oh, that sounds fun, Sam, going to Mexico.
See. First, I will fly to Cancun.
Ooh, nice, Sam. You're gonna love it.
Then I will put on my shorts.
These little shorts?
They are not little.
Okay.
They are a size medium.
They just seem so small, Sam.
Your brain is small.
Okay, Sam. So tell me more about your trip.
I am meeting someone special in Mexico.
Oh, Sam, you old son of a gun. Who is it?
Her name is Candy. She is a listener from Toledo, Ohio.
From Toledo? Is she human?
Are you kidding?
What?
I would never date a human.
That's probably smart, Sam.
Candy is a curling iron.
Oh, she's a curling iron.
Candy is sweet.
Candy.
And exceedingly hot.
Oh, she's a curling iron. Be careful you don't get burned, Sam.
Are you referring to my past failed relationships?
No, Sam. I just mean if she's a curling iron, you might get burned.
I'll take that chance, Clay.
Right. Sometimes you gotta throw caution to the wind, Sam.
I am excited, Clay. I really like Candy.
Candy the curling iron. So what else you gonna do in Mexico, Sam?
Cliff dive.
Oh, no, no, Sam.
See?
That's far too dangerous.
I will execute a perfect dive and impress her.
What if you land on the rocks and...
On second thought, I don't think I will cliff dive.
That's good, Sam.
But I have arranged to fight a bull. Imagine it, Clay. Me, a matador, bravely fighting a bull.
Yeah, till he rams into you, Sam.
Perhaps no bullfighting.
Why don't you just be yourself, Sam?
I am not good enough, Clay.
Sam.
She won't like me.
Sure she will. We all like you.
You do?
We do.
Maybe we will just drink tequila, wake and bake, and hang out by the pool.
You should sing for her, Sam.
I know just the song. I wish I was in Tijuana, eating barbecue tijuana. I hear the talking of the DJ, can't understand what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio.
Have a great time, Sam.
Adios, amigo.
And listeners, this is Sheila B. of Sophisticated Boom Boom with your weekly dose of girl-centric goodness. In the early 1960s, teenager P.P. Arnold was raising two children, working two jobs, and hoping for a way out of her abusive marriage when a friend called to invite her to audition for a part in Ike and Tina Turner's backing band, the Ikettes. She was hired on the spot and spent 2 years with the band, touring the US and Europe, until Mick Jagger took her out for lunch in London and convinced her to stay in the UK. The Rolling Stones manager Andrew Luke Oldham signed P.P. Arnold to his label Immediate Records, where she cut a spine-tingling version of Cat Stevens' The First Cut is the Deepest. The first cut is the deepest. Chip Taylor's Angel of the Morning. Just call her Angel of the Morning. And two albums called The First Lady of Immediate and Kafunta. When Immediate went under, she joined forces with Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees and Eric Clapton to make a record that was never released at the time, whilst also working as a backup singer for The Small Faces, Dr. John, Nick Drake, and later the KLF, Peter Gabriel, and Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. And now, at the age of 72, she's just released her first official album in 51 years called The New Adventures of P.P. Arnold. There is something so remarkable about this record. You know when people say that you can taste when food is made with love? The same goes for this record. You can hear that this record was made with love. So it's no surprise that it's been picking up the most gushing of reviews and a number one spot on the UK R&B charts. She does a version of Mike Nesmith's A Different Drum that far outshines all the versions that came before it. And there are also some riveting originals, namely album opener Baby Blue, which was co-written by producer Steve Craddock of Ocean Color Scene, who deserves a major shout out for bringing such finesse and beauty to this album. So let's have a listen to Baby Blue off P.P. Arnold's magnificent new record, The New Adventures of P.P. Arnold, my pick for this week's Girl Centric Goodness. Don't hold me down another day. Six of the best words you could ever hear him say. A symphony fell from his lips, compared to earlier tunes he'd knocked together quick.
And now here's Stache with this week's Hazmat Report.
Thank you, Clay Pigeon, and good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Freeform Radio, from coast to coast and all the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Mahungahela, Pennsylvania. Fire at a local scrapyard sends up a plume of black smoke so thick you could cut it with a knife. There is no danger to the public due to the local Monongahela fire heroes who brought in large knives by the skidful. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A canister filled with the toxic and corrosive chemical fluorine had a faulty valve and contaminated 50 people. Plumstead police order residents within a half-mile radius of the area to shelter in place just for kicks. Topeka, Kansas. Hazmat crews clean toxic mystery juice that fell from a passing truck onto southbound US 75. Somerset, UK. Local mom Dominique Keith mixes 3 liters of chlorine bleach with 1 liter of ammonia cleanser and creates poisonous chlorine gas. She was only trying to unclog a toilet, but she ended up violating the Geneva Convention. And from Virginia, hazmat crew is called to investigate a suspicious backpack outside a building. The backpack has no human attached to it. Hanahan, South Carolina. Crews investigating a pond that turned green. City Hall urges all locals to avoid the pond. It's not bright and natural. It's green. Richmond, Virginia. Suspicious envelope left at the base of the civil rights statue brings the state capitol to its knees.
Hold it, Stache. Hold it one minute here. Scrapyard fires, toxic fluorine contaminations, Topeka mystery juice, chlorine gas, toilet leaks, and on and on and on. I think that's just about enough today, don't you? I really don't feel the glisters could take another one. I'll throw it out to him, see what they say. Glister, do you want another hazmat item? They wanted Stace, go!
Warren, Michigan. Lipari Foods recalls peanut butter products in 15 states after testing positive for Listeria monocytogene. The cytogenes can cause high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, miscarriage, or death! The offending products include organic almond butter and organic tahini butter. The recalled products are stamped with these Lipari item numbers, 967067 and item number 967073.
And so, with Lotions of Love, this is your Jersey City correspondent, Stace, who knows that all the lights on Broadway are never as bright as that thingamajig in the window when you come home.
John, are you there?
I'm here.
John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Clay, and yourself this morning.
I feel great. I've had a really good day so far. The Glisters have been so nice, and here you are. You a regular listener to Wake and Bake, Johnny?
Yes, I am.
You know, I always wondered, I'm not from Jersey, I always wondered how to say that, wantage, so I kind of shied away from it. It's wantage, right?
Wantage, correct.
Okay, let's play Tuesday Music Trivia. Can I start the music?
Yep.
There it is, man. Hey, feeling good. Now, the first one's supposed to be easy. John, we'll see how that goes for you. You Really Got Me was a smash hit in 1964 for what British invasion foursome? Was it A, Van Halen, B, the Kinks, or C, the Peanut Butter Conspiracy? Which one was it?
Let's hear it for the best. The Kinks.
The Kinks? All right, you're one for one. You
yeah.
got it, man. You know how to do this. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to thank Joe Magasco, FMU's Joe Magasco, for putting this together for us. Thanks, Joe. Let's go to question number two, John, from Wantage. You got your choice. Do you want to talk about the 60s, the 70s, or the 80s? What's your pleasure?
Let's go try the 70s.
You want to try the 70s? Okay, here we go, Johnny. In 1973, the British glam band T-Rex had a big hit in England called Get It On. At the same time in America, a band called Chase had a big hit with the same title. What was T-Rex's song renamed in America so that listeners would not confuse the two songs? Was it A, Let's Get It On, B, Get It On One More Time, or C, Bang a Gong? Which one was it, John?
I'm going to try with A.
A, Let's Get It On. It was actually C, Bang a Gong, Get It On. Yeah, that's okay, though. Let's try another one. Let's see if you can get two out of three. Now, this is a hard one, John. You're not discouraged, are you?
Not at all.
Good, man. We're just having some fun here. Here we go with question three. Now, this is a hard one. British punk band Wire, whom we heard earlier on the show today, broke up in 1980 but reformed a few years later with a whole different sound. Aware that old fans would call out for their old punk era stuff, the band hired another band who played nothing but their old songs to open for them at concerts. What was the name of this Wire tribute band hired by Wire themselves? Was it A, Wired Up, B, the Ex-Lion Tamers, or C, the Pink Flags? Which one was it, John?
I think I'm going to go with the Lion Tamers.
The Lion Tamers is right, baby! Yeah! Yeah, you did pretty good. Two out of three. Jordan's going to send you a bumper sticker for your efforts. You had some fun, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What do you want to say to the Glisters before I let you go?
Remember, listeners, to be kind to everyone, and it will return to you.
There he is, John from Wantage. You did a nice job. Two out of three ain't bad. How'd you do, Glisters? Let's get back to the music now on Wake and Bake. This is the aforementioned T-Rex. Made me want to hear him. This is Metal Guru. Hey, listen to the turtles singing in the background. Kalen and Volman. Ooh, so good. Wake and bake, my friend. Good job, Johnny.
Metal Guru, is it you? Metal Guru, is it you? As humans reach deeper into space by sending probes to explore our neighboring planets, and scientists look deeper into the cosmos for exoplanets, researchers are also attempting to drill deep below the Earth's crust.
Drill, baby, drill.
To obtain core samples of the Earth's mantle to learn more about our planet's inner structure and composition. Scientists believe samples of the mantle will improve our knowledge of magnetic fields and geohazards, like seismic activity and landslides.
There's such a landslide and everything's gone. The houses are gone. There's people yelling for help.
But getting to the mantle is proving to be very difficult. In fact, the Earth's crust turns out to be so challenging that it's yet to be breached in spite of the fact that the skin of an apple is proportionately about as thick as the crust is to the Earth. The most impressive of the attempts to reach the mantle was the Soviet Union's Kola Superdeep Borehole that was active between 1970 and 1992. The scientific drilling project reached a depth of over 7.5 miles, or about one-third of the way through the crust, before the higher-than-expected temperature of 356 degrees Fahrenheit prohibited the project from continuing. Since then, there have been many attempts to go deeper by drilling through the seafloor, where the crust is much thinner, but none have succeeded in reaching the mantle. Despite all of our attempts to probe the layers of the Earth, we've really only scratched the surface, and the Kola Superdeep Borehole remains the world's deepest artificial point on Earth. This is George for Wake Science.
George, nice job with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's down there, George? Why do we want to get down underneath the crust?
We will learn a lot about the Earth and about gravitational forces and how everything just keeps us together.
Journey to the center of the Earth. It's just another frontier we haven't conquered.
Oh, yeah.
We got to
yes.
get there.
Yeah.
Right. I read somewhere that there's more water under the Earth than there is in our oceans.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh, that's fascinating. Great. Good stuff, George.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, thanks. Give me a slam. I got Modern Lovers up next.
Start.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep listening.